How do you find buyers for the homes I'm looking to sell?
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, so before I answer that question, here is simply what we do. What we do is we buy houses low and we sell high, okay? How we sell depends. Sometimes we rent them out, sometimes we buy it to hold, sometimes we buy it to flip, sometimes we buy it to, you know, to partner with other people, joint venture, and sell them. Our target market are people with distressed properties, distressed owners, people with properties that they don't want any longer, okay? So we get in, we buy. Sometimes they're owing a lot more than what the property is worth, okay? That means they're underwater. So we have to approach the bank, the mortgage bank, and negotiate with the bank what we call a short sale. When we negotiate a deal, we turn around, we sell it for a profit. We sell it for extra $10, $20, $30, $82,000. And sometimes as simple as $5,000, and that's how we make profit. And we help a homeowner that's distressed get rid of a house. So let's go ahead and answer that question right now.
How do you find buyers for the homes I'm looking to sell? The number one way that I find that I continue to build my list is going to local real estate investors association, the meetups. Okay, I go there to collect business cards. Let me show you. See, that's why I don't see that. Business cards. Boom, boom, boom. Right? So some of them charge $30 to enter. Some are $5. So finding buyers. So that's how I find them. Okay? That's one way, because what happens is that people go on meetup.com and search for real estate investing, and they join and they want to learn how to make money from home. They want to learn how to invest in real estate. They want to buy their first rental income. They want to buy their first rental property, right? And a lot of them are new. And when you go there and you're coming out of this kind of training, you are savvy. The average person haven't been through any training. Some of them have been through the $20,000, $30,000 training with FortuneBuilders.com, right? And but some of them have printed their card because they advise them to buy, to get a business card, right? And all you do is collect that card. When you get home, you have a little autoresponder list for your buyers. You put them in there. And you have the permission, yes, to put them there because they give you a card. And all you're doing is getting them updated about any properties you have available. That's number one. When I post on Craigslist, okay, when I post my properties on Craigslist, there are calls that comes in. I do have a number that I use to track the calls coming in from there so I can see how many calls are coming in. So usually they're not calling my cell phone number. They're calling that number. It may be forwarded to my cell phone. It may be forwarded to a mailbox, depending on what I'm doing at the point in time. So if that's the case, what I do is I tell them, listen, this property, I need a pre-approval. I need you to send me a pre-approval. I need you to send me a proof of funds before I can go show you the property, because I don't want to be knocking on the tenant doors unless I know you're serious about buying. And I say, oh, maybe this is not a fit. A lot of people are going to call. It's not a fit for what they're looking for. What you do is say, listen, I'm going to text you your number, because, again, the phone rang on my cell phone, right? I'll text your number from my personal cell phone. Send me your email address so I can send you anything else I have available. That's another way I build the list, okay? The other way that I build the list is personal recommendation. Church thinks this is real estate. This is not MLM, okay? Anyone is a candidate, okay? That's another way we build the list. But the main easiest part is what I just showed you. Just go to the real estate, your networking, which you need to do anyway, and collect cards and get them on your list. They also allow at a lot of the real estate investors meeting to stand up and say what kind of lead deals you got going on. They allow that. Hey, I have this house in Newark on South 8. The ARV is 220. I'm asking 121. I'll be asking 140, right, or 150. My asking on this one is 150, right? I'd be asking 150 because I want to make some profit. And then I'm negotiable. And then if you're interested, please let me know. I'll pick up a call. We can talk during the week, right? You do that too. But this is how I build my buyers list. You don't need a buyers list of 100,000 like in online marketing. Okay? You need just a handful. Okay? Because this is a handful we have connection with other people. Loan officers, realtors, we have people in their network that can buy your house. If they see a fit, they'll let you know. So the number one thing right there is a real estate investors association meetup. Okay? That's how you build your list. That's the answer.
Discover how to make $5,000 to $82,000 per month from flipping real estate in your backyard, even if you're on a shoestring low budget. No cash, credit, or experience required. Just simply go to www.reflipcoach.com. www.reflipcoach.com. You'll be able to download my free PDF that show you exactly how to make $5,000 to $82,000 per month from flipping real estate in your backyard. Hey, do you have cash? Do you have equity equivalent of $50,000 or more to invest in real estate for wealth building? Use our proprietary Estate Wealth System guide, which you can download for free at estatewealthsystem.com. That's estatewealthsystem.com. Hey, do you want my 6 Steps to 6-Figure PDF? Do you want that? Do you want my free ebook on how to make 6 figures income in 6 simple steps? Simply go to networkmarketing2show.com. Networkmarketing2show.com.